This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout out goes, as it always does, to our great military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Thank you. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. We thank you. And a special shout-out goes to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And here is Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. And I had to do a switcheroo about 15 minutes ago for the show, so hang in there with me, because we got to get this Epstein thing talked about and all the unnatural things that are happening in our world here. But first, I want to thank Ian for, I don't know if he hears me, but let him know, Captain. Thank you for following up on my Sodom and Gomorrah story. I only have a few minutes to get a story in. I had to get the spiritual side in. Yes, it was a salt event, and yes, we know about the salt. But you know what? Why he did that, because it proves something, that it makes the Bible come alive. We actually have, I can't even have time to get into this, we have signs today of where things that happened. I'll tell you about some stones where Isaiah, where they're finding things. So, yes, it makes the stories I give you come alive, and that's why I love that Old Testament. It's coming alive right now. But thanks for Ian bringing that up, because I didn't have time. I didn't think it was that important at the moment either, because I didn't have time, but yes. And that whole place was left in ashes. Okay, now, and Flip, I heard about that's the cutest thing I ever heard. Yeah, well, I'll let the captain tell about that one. I guess he's got somebody dancing with a cap, and anyway. He gets his dancing done, no matter, I don't know, he just gets it in there, even with a cane. Good for you. Okay, now let's get to Epstein and all these other crazy people. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about that, and I don't read from the Bible every night because, you know, I don't want to bore you all. I want to give you different messages, but this has got to be said. You know, and what amazes me is we have all these so-called psychics that you pay, which are of the devil. Let me just tell you, they're not hearing from God. If they're charging you, definitely they're not, and there are low sources. There are low sources. We're dealing with people. You need to know that. And every one of them comes up with a different thing, so don't go by that. But the Bible says nothing is hidden that shall, anything hidden, it shall be revealed. So this will eventually be revealed. But let me get a hold of these, not only Epstein, who's about as bad as they can get, cult leader and everything else, but there are all these shooters and all. In 2 Timothy, it states, this know that in the last days, and we really are, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Wouldn't you think that would fall into some of this? Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinence. That means not able to control their emotions. There you go. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. Okay. But then I turn to Galatians, and it goes on. I mean, it just goes on and on. And now the works of the flesh are these. And let's see if this fits into any. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness. Drunkenness. What does it lead to? Revelings and such like. And he says, I've told you this, and I'm telling you now, and this is from God's word, not me. And this is what it says. Of these things they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Okay. Now, first of all, and I've only got a couple minutes here, I want to tell you that this eventually will get solved. I just feel it will be. But we know there's a lot of lying going on, it's going to lead into so very much. In fact, I just read a verse I wasn't going to give you, but I feel to give it to you. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That was just thrown in front of me here, by myself. Anyway, we have to keep on just believing, people, that there are, you know what, thank God there are more good people. But you're going to have these people that are so out of, and by the way, I won't even read to you out of Revelations as to what's going to happen to these people. They will, some of you think he's not going to pay. I guarantee you he will pay, if not in this realm. Are you kidding me? What he's done to children and the things he's done against God himself? Oh yes, he will. And so will the people that were shooters and killed all those people. They have their day, and I don't like to read out of the book of Revelations. It's pretty powerful. So I'm not going to do that to y'all. You can read it yourself. But I will tell you something. Don't be deceived thinking they're getting away with anything. There is a higher court of justice. And I live by that, knowing that if I lie to any of you, if I tell you a mistaken thing and I call myself, which I am, a prayer intercessor, I'm responsible. You're not. I have to pay for that. So that's why when I come on here, and I was going to do the Constitution tonight. I feel it's important to do it. I will give it tomorrow night. We need to know what our rights are. Went through a lot. We the people. But I felt to switch that tonight because we got the Epstein thing. And Psalm 31, let me end you with something good because I like to keep you positive here because I am a very positive person about, because I know there is a God in heaven that's going to make all this straight and clear, especially because we are still a Judeo-Christian nation. It says, be of good courage and God shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. If you even hope in God, that's a word right from Psalm 31. So be of good courage, and let's not let this get to us. This stuff will eventually work itself out. Let's just stay true to each other, and tomorrow night we're going to go over that, just a little bit of that Constitution, see what your rights are. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Remember, God loves every one of you, and so do I. Thank you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We're going to let her go, and we're going to come right back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son up there in Seattle, Washington, listening to us on the Mega Talk stations, AM 920 and AM 1400 there in Seattle, Bremerton, and Tacoma. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, I want you to check out Relief Factor because they have the 3-week quick start program that you can start out. And in 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not this product is going to work for you to get rid of some of the heavy duty stuff you're on. And it just might because it did for me. I was taking Mobic, I was taking Flexeril, and I did away with both of them because of Relief Factor. So, muscle pain, nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, knee pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain, and muscle aches too. Check it out. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. All it costs is $19.95 plus your shipping and handling to get it to you. And if you want to rush it up, you can pay an extra 10, 15 bucks, whatever, and have it there like the next day. But I just waited until it showed up about a week later. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Nelson.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I wanted to talk about Al Gore and global warming.
Oh, yeah. We're in it because it's hot out, so Al Gore's in his glory.
That's right. Well, the idea is that, you know, when you're a child, you speak like a child. And the problem that Al Gore and many other people have is that they don't know history. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about the history of the ups and downs of weather. And that is, for instance, the year 1816 in the United States. Now, in 1816, James Madison was the fourth president of the United States. This is how long ago it goes. Mm-hmm. The idea was that in 1816, it was known by the natives of America, and we're talking about the East Coast, and we're talking about the South. We didn't know anything about the Mississippi Valley, particularly in mm-hmm. the West Coast and that sort of thing. But anyway, in 1816, the year was known as the year of 1800 and froze to death.
Mm.
Every month there was frost in the air. Now, I'm talking mostly from the point of view of New York City. It was an article in the New York Times of 1925 mm-hmm. that was on that year, 1800 and froze to death. That was 1816. And then I was thought I'd mention something about 1877. The New York Times ran an editorial about bumping Christmas in 1877, and they were, in their editorial, complaining about how cold it was. And, in fact, they had just gone from cold to maybe it's spring. Everything is upside down. The animals and the birds that were that went south are coming back. And
right.
The grass that was brown is now regenerating itself as if it were the springtime and so on. And it's just like Al Gore, get over it. The idea is that wait a minute, and the weather will change.
Now, do you remember yesterday I was talking about the frost in the state of Nevada?
Oh, yes.
Today it's so hot over there, they got high heat warnings.
Yeah, just wait a minute. Yeah, absolutely. And the idea is that I don't know enough about the ups and downs and the changes in the weather and that sort of thing, but I'm not out to predict and say, well, like mm-hmm. Al Gore is, like, right. this is law. This is going to happen in 13 years or 20 years or whatever. All I know is that if you look back through history, there are those ups and downs, and that's it. I mean, mm-hmm. you can write a book and make a name for yourself by predictions and that sort of thing, but you still can't argue with history.
Yeah, well, Al Gore is just saying two words, told you. Told you. Running around. Well, told you.
Yeah. Well, anyone that can invent the computer, I mean. Hey,
yeah, but you can do that when you're the inventor of the Internet, right?
Well, I'm sorry, yes,
all
the
right.
Internet.
Okay, thanks, Nelson.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Nelson up in Jasper, and we appreciate him very much, and good sense of humor to have tonight there. You know, and like I say, Al Gore was running around yesterday going, told ya, global warming. Well, okay, so if it was frost yesterday in parts of Nevada, and today they have a high heat advisory, I guess that's global warming because one day it was cold enough to have a coat on, and the next day it's T-shirts and shorts and sandals. Okay, all right, I'll go with that. All right, now, Mayor Pete is getting in the program again. He's trying very hard to be pertinent in the discussion in the scheme of things, which I have my doubts about. I don't think he's gonna. I'm pretty sure that he's just about done when it comes to running for president. But anyway, we'll see where all this goes. All right. Well, let's see here. I think I got Ian. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got another little anecdote about the weather, kind of similar to what the other guy was talking about. You know, the last month, July,
mm-hmm.
it got so cold in the Rio Grande Valley between Texas and Mexico
mm-hmm.
that they actually, part of the Rio Grande froze up
mm-hmm.
in July. And the illegal aliens walked right across the river. This is not a joke. I'm not making this up, okay? And because I take a guy to the airport, he goes to Acapulco and to Guadalajara, which is like southwest Mexico.
Yeah.
And they actually had a snowstorm in Guad. They call Guadalajara Guad down
yeah.
in Mexico.
Yeah, I remember the snowstorm.
They actually had a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, portions of the Rio Grande River in the Rio Grande Valley between Texas and Old Mexico actually froze up. So they were doing the Jesus route thing and walking across the water.
Yep.
How's that global warming working out, huh?
All right, gotcha.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember they did have a snowstorm. I didn't know about the river freezing over. But that would make sense. That would make perfect sense. Alrighty, and how about that? Now, in case you haven't been paying attention, the feds raided Mr. Epstein's private island in the Caribbean. They went back there to get whatever stuff they didn't get the first time around. They might have had a tip or whatnot as to what they were looking for and where it was at, but they came out with boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff, and whatever it is they got, they got it. And we also know that now there have been serious, big-time, serious lawsuit-type and maybe even criminal charge types where discrepancies and irregularities at the prison where Epstein was being held. For example, the person that was on duty watching him at the time or around the time of his death was not even a certified prison guard. I don't know what they were, but they weren't a prison guard. And they were supposed to be making rounds every 25 minutes. You know how I know that? Bernard Carrick, who was the former commissioner of prisons, who knows that prison all too well, and he said every 25 minutes the guards walk around and check and make sure that everybody is in their beds and everybody is breathing or whatnot. They actually stand there. They do a visual little check, and if they think there's any problems, then they tap on them to wake them up or whatever, just to make sure. But that is something that I heard last night. I watched the interview on Fox. So there you go. So think about that for a second. Now, the interview here that I'm about to play, a short one, is with Bill Hurt and Charlie Hurt and Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox.
The idea that Donald Trump didn't start this, the idea that that Democrats are going to come out of the gate here after events like these and claim that somehow the president is responsible for this, that the actions of clearly deranged, disturbed people are somehow the fault of the president of the United States, it's beyond the pale. And you know, is there any sort of situation that these people aren't willing to exploit for their political gain? The idea that President Trump is somehow a racist because he highlights the problem that there is that we have a true problem at the southern border. Illegal immigration is a concern for people across the country, both Democrats and Republicans. And the idea that somehow all of that equates to Donald Trump being the inspiration for a mass murder? Oh my goodness, we've lost.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's what the liberals right now, the Democrats, are trying to say, that he's the inspiration because of his rhetoric and his this and his that. Okay, well, there you go. And, yeah, G-men are on the job. I got you there, Eric. Yeah, they were on the job, all right. Where the hell were they? All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Suicide or murder? The New York Post reporting accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein hanging himself with a bed sheet tied to a bunk bed in a federal holding facility in New York City. We also learn Epstein was alone in the cell. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr asking, how in the world did this happen?
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
Barr speaking at a police convention in New Orleans.
This case was important to the victims who had the courage to come forward and deserve the opportunity to confront the accused in the courtroom.
Now, social media is still buzzing with conspiracy theories about Epstein's death. He was 66 years old and was awaiting trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, it sure is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida. And they can help jumpstart your career or get you started in a new one. Here you go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, yesterday, yesterday I was over at the car wash where I get my truck washed, and I was in line waiting, and there was a guy there named Ernie, and Ernie is one of the people that makes sure that you don't have anything in the back of your pickup truck, or that your sunroof isn't open, or your windows are all shut and all that stuff. That's what his job is, to make sure there's nothing that's going to create any problems when you go in the wash. It's an automatic wash. And he says to me, he goes, "Hey, Captain," he says, "I just want you to know something." I said, "What's that?" He says, "I checked out National Aviation Academy, and I'm going to be going there in the fall." I said, "Well, good for you, Ernie. Good for you." So guess what? If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere like Ernie was, with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, making $8 an hour standing at a car wash, and you've got mechanical ability, well, you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. With their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 months, you'll be well on your way to a new, high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you'll start at $50,000 to $60,000. You'll start there. You'll have the opportunity right off the bat, the first year, to make more than that. Can you make 70? Can you make 80,000? Sure. 90? Sure. 100? Maybe. But it's a lot easier to make the six-figure salary if you go overseas to work for a government contractor or work for a foreign airline carrier that needs certified certified aviation maintenance techs in their country. That's the deal there. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And remember to always give them a call for more to schedule the tour at 800-659-2080. And remember, you do want to take the tour of one of their two facilities. You want to see what they have to offer, because you'll be impressed when you see it. So the number again, 800-659-2080, the website, naa.edu. Give them a call and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity for you. Believe me when I tell you. Okay, here we go. Kim Jong-un yesterday gave a small apology for the missile launches, so says President Trump. Now, he offered a small apology for launching short-range missiles recently and wants to begin a dialogue with Washington as soon as this month's American military exercise with South Korea comes to an end, the end of this month. Okay. We'll see how that goes. By the way, a new legal opinion from the Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals says court-martialing military retirees is unconstitutional, and the reason concerns the issue of retirement pay. Wow. So this new bombshell legal opinion means that military retirees can't be court-martialed. Okay. Now, Afghanistan's president rejected foreign interference as the United States and the Taliban appear to be closing in on a peace deal without the Afghan government sitting at the table with them. We'll see how this all works out. And remember the 15-man Marine rifle squad that's now being used? Well, when Sergeant Cameron Brower headed out to his next deployment after having been in the old rifle squad, he now is going to be in the new rifle squad with a new weapon. And Marine leaders see this as the future of the Corps, and a new way to bring new technologies and capabilities to bear at the lowest tactical levels of warfighting, namely the squad, 15 men instead of the traditional 10, adding 5 more, or 12, whatever the case may have been, depending on what unit you were in. By the way, North Korea, Kim Jong-un supervised personally the test firings of the new short-range missiles that they were using again. We'll see where that goes. Again, he, as I just explained to you, he said that he offered a small apology. Okay. Now, is peace still elusive after 18 wars and Afghanistan, or are we getting closer to getting out? Well, we don't know. We don't know. But the framework agreement between the United States and the Taliban will signal how it might be possible. And we'll see how this all goes. In addition, the foreign minister of Iran, Javad Zarif, said on Twitter that any military presence in the Gulf from outside the region would be a source of insecurity for Iran, and Tehran would act to safeguard its security by whatever means possible. Okay, wonder what that means. By the way, the Air Force has officially suppressed the Space Force debate that Lieutenant General Quast had to offer after the House of Representatives passed legislation calling for a Space Corps. The head of the Air Force, then Secretary Heather Wilson, and the Services Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein, rejected the idea completely. Also, military balloon flights are now taking place. The military says recent high-altitude balloon flights over South Dakota and other Midwest states complied with federal laws against conducting surveillance on civilians. They're just testing the balloons out to see where they're going to fly to. Well, they get them up there in those trade winds, they can fly around the world now, can't they? Now, Lieutenant General Eric Wesley of the United States Army Futures Command recently sat down with defense media to talk about how the Army's multi-domain operation concept is being tested in pilot task forces into training and eventually across the force. Also, a U.S. soldier based in Vicenza, Italy, was recently diagnosed with the mumps virus while on temporary duty to Germany. And as a result, the Army is now stressing vaccinations of all the military after this soldier was treated for mumps in Germany. Now, can robots make an Army platoon 10 times more effective? We're about to find out. We're about to find out as the Army is going to be experimenting with robots. By the way, a retired submarine commander is now suing the Navy to release the USS Thresher investigation material. Retired nuclear submarine commander filed suit against the Navy to gain access to records classified for more than half a century after the sinking of the USS Thresher, the Navy's worst nuclear submarine disaster with all aboard lost at the bottom of the sea. There was a change of command at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. The outgoing commander of the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, encouraging workers and management to continue to think big after the hiring of more than 21 workers, along with $338 million worth of critical repairs and upgrades over the past 3 years. And I've been to that shipyard. It's very impressive. And through a strategic partnership unveiled Wednesday, the U.S. Air Force and Oak Ridge National Lab will acquire a high-performance supercomputing system from Cray Incorporated that aims to improve weather forecasting for the Air Force and Army operations and the Navy around the world. All right, coming right back, I'm going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Eastern Seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed the Jimmy and I'm wife. I've been a path of everything in sight.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, it's Dave Dudley with the Trucking Classic. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. This segment, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you, as always, by the Pilot and Flying J near you, whatever you might happen to see, the Pilot and Flying J, because not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by and see what they have to offer. They got some really good things going on in your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Now, severe weather in the east today, ongoing heat in the south, and it's really going to be a scorcher out there in the desert southwest, Arizona, California, and parts of Nevada. Now, a cold front. It's going to produce severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and heavy rain across the Tennessee Valley, the Middle Atlantic, and the Northeast through today into tomorrow morning. Now, this cold front will sweep into the south, also with strong to severe thunderstorms on Wednesday. And in the meantime, a dangerous heat wave continues across the south and will build out in the southwest, where we will have actual temperatures of 115 to 120 degrees in some of those desert communities out there. So let's take a look at the weather right away. Now, I'll start with Florida. We got some showers scattered around the state of Florida right now this morning. They're mostly inland. Going up I-95 looking good. Alligator Alley looking good. I-4 looking good. I-75 looking good. I-10 going west. When you get out west in the panhandle, oh, gosh, I don't know, Pensacola for sure, but out in the panhandle somewhere around maybe Navarre west, you're going to have very, very warm temperatures. It's going to be a very warm day along I-10 all the way out through Houston, San Antonio, on out to Fort Stockton, it looks like, tonight. You're going to have very warm temperatures, and today the temperatures will be anywhere from 100 to 105 heat index temperatures in the 90s. But north of that, especially along I-20, from Alabama all the way to the Texas state line and just inward in Texas just a tad bit, temperatures will be, the heat indexes, 110 to 115 degrees. Now, you will have in Georgia some very warm temperatures. Atlanta, you're about to get scorched and baked today. There'll be some scattered showers around, and those showers, when they kick in, are going to be, in some cases, severe because you got colder weather coming down from the north, clashing with warmer weather from the south. You know what that does. So be advised. Now, there is the heat index is in effect for most of Tennessee today, about half, the western half of Kentucky today, the southern part of Illinois, southeastern part of Missouri, and Arkansas, about one-third of your state. You're going to have heat index temperatures today of 110 to 115. Other than that, other places, 100 to 105 in heat index temperatures. Louisiana, northern part of Louisiana, a real hot one today, 110 to 115. Heat index temperatures, and then moving along into Texas, about half of Texas tonight and today is going to be very, very warm temperatures. Again, going to be around 105 to 110 with a heat index. Southeastern Oklahoma, same thing. Most of Arkansas, same way. Now, let's get out into the desert southwest, shall we, and get out on I-10 and I-8. From Tucson to Phoenix to Yuma, on out to Calexico, the heat index will be 115 to 120 because the actual temperature is going to be 110 to 115 degrees. It's going to be warmer than that, if that's humanly possible, in Nevada. Las Vegas could see record high temperatures today. And for those of you listening to us in Las Vegas, if you got a problem with the heat and you got a problem with breathing, and that heat would make you more uncomfortable, stay in the air conditioning. That's what they're advising people today. Stay in the air conditioning. And Kingman, Arizona, west into California. And Las Vegas, Henderson, on up about 50 miles north, almost to the Utah line. The temperatures are just going to be unbelievably hot. You've got poor air conditions, by the way. breeding conditions, Salt Lake City, east, and then you've got a scattered area, Denver, east, and north and south, about 70 miles of it, central part of Iowa tonight, Des Moines, certainly. You've got a problem with air quality there. You've got scattered thunderstorms and rain in Michigan, in parts of Minnesota, southeastern, southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, western Illinois, central and southern Illinois, some rain in southwestern Ohio tonight, and that's what it's looking like for you out on the highways and byways. So keep in mind, Pilot and Flying J, not your average truck stop anymore. Certainly not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's one of those days where, gosh, we had this big FBI raid yesterday at Epstein's Caribbean resort, and everybody's going, uh-oh. He talked. He said something. They know what they're looking for. So what's going on?
Well, it's very typical. I mean, the timing is not suspect. The timing of this would be rather procedural. They raided his New York mansion, and for AG Barr, who is going, he's continuing the case on behalf of the victims,
sure,
which he declared. That there may be other documents, there may be other evidence that would be useful. Let's not forget, the big scandal here is how many of these girls were trafficked that flew on, you know, either his plane or other commercial flights,
mm-hmm,
to this island. So that's all they're doing, is going down there and gathering evidence. And I would also say, necessarily putting some kind of a value to the estate,
mm-hmm,
because at some point these girls will be rewarded financially.
Okay, well, that's probably all in the mix, but his defense attorneys have attorneyed up themselves.
Well,
makes you wonder.
Barr,
makes you wonder, doesn't it?
No, I mean, A.G. Barr put the shot across the bow and said that anybody else that's complicit, you know, they'll find out. So, look, the big brouhaha is now that Epstein is dead, you know, who else is going to be implicated in this? So that's the case that he has right now. And I would argue that he also had said, anybody else that was a victim needs to call this number. You know, they need to contact us. So the circle of girls is growing. So is A.G. Barr's task in all of this.
And, you know, there's quite a growing conspiracy theory now on the fact that the body that was carried out might have been Epstein, but the body was alive, not dead, and he's a material witness being held somewhere. Here we go again, right?
Yeah, well, that's false.
Well, and they're saying that because of the fact that there was this raid that he must have, that's why I said it the way I did, that he must have said something. But anyway, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back right after the break. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We got a lot of different things we'll be talking about. And it's not just about Mr. Epstein. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a big, huge mess going on in Hong Kong right now. They got blood in the streets. The Chinese police yesterday opened up, fired shots into the crowds. We'll be coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.